Hosea over Ramban in Parshas Miketz, specifically a Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, how to understand some of the details of Paro's dream and how Yosef's interpretation is meant to correspond and to match with those details. And maybe we'll try to connect it to Davar B'Ita Matov, to Hanukkah. This is the last day of Hanukkah, so we'll try to have a takeaway message for Hanukkah as well. As we all know, the dream of Paro, the interpretation of Yosef of the dream, has to do with 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. And the question is as follows. Paro describes the fact that the skinny cows swallowed the fat cows. And the question is, what exactly does that represent in terms of the interpretation? So, according to Rashi, Rashi writes in Pasuk Dalet, "Vatochalna haporos ros hamare v'dakos habasar." Simin shetehei kol simchas hasava nishkachas bimei hara'av. The bulia, the swallowing up of the fat cows, represents the idea that when it gets to the point of the famine years, all the joy of the years of plenty will be forgotten. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the bulia, v'tochalna haparos. Now, we look later on when Paro says the dream, says over the dream, Paro says in Pasuk Chaf, "Vatochalna haparos harakos v'haraos, eis sheva haparos harishonos habirios." That's the actual swallowing up. Then Paro continues in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and he states as follows: "Vatovona el kirbena, v'lo noda ki vo el kirbena, umarehen ra kasher batchila." That means that as they entered into the midst of the skinny cows, it would not even be known that they had entered. They were just as emaciated as before. So that's a separate description that Paro gets more graphic about the fact that even after they were swallowed up, nothing changed in the appearance of the bad skinny cows. Now, when Yosef interprets the dream, if you look in Pasuk Lamed and Lamed Aleph, Yosef explains that there are going to be 7 years of plenty, and then Yosef continues in Pasuk Lamed, "V'kamu sheva shnei ra'ah b'achareihen." There are going to be 7 years of famine that follow. "The nishkach kol hasava be'eretz Mitzrayim," and the plenty is going to be forgotten. "V'chila ha'ra'ah b'sa'aretz." So that interpretation, the nishkach kol hasava, that is, as Rashi said before, and Rashi says again over here in Pasuk Lamed, "Hu pisron habulia." That means to say that the swallowing up represents that the years of plenty will be forgotten. That's the Rashi writes in Pasuk Lamed, "Hu pisron habulia." That's the Rashi that we just mentioned before, back in the beginning of the parasha, when Rashi says in Pasuk Dalet, "Vatochalna haparos simin shetei kosimchas hasava nishkachas bimei harav." That means that the act of swallowing up means that the years of plenty will be forgotten. Now, Yosef continues in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, in his interpretation. And he says, "V'lo yivada hasava ba'aretz, mepnei harav ahu achareichein, ki chavid hu ma'od." And the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine that comes afterwards. Says Rashi, pshat in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, "V'lo yivada hasava hu pisron v'lo noda kivau el kirbena." In other words, remember, Paro said a second thing. After he describes how Vatochalna haparos in Pasuk Chaf, Paro continues with Vatavona kirben bo noda kivo el kirbena. In other words, you wouldn't even known, but you look at the skinny cows afterwards and you wouldn't even have known that they just ate up these seven fat cows. So Rashi learns that when Yosef interprets, after saying Vinishkach kolasava, Yosef says another thing. V'lo yivad asava, in other words, you look at the years of plenty, you would never realize that there was anything before this. Just as you don't see in the cows that are skinny after they swallowed up the fat cows, you don't even see that they had actually done that. They're just as bad as before. Who pissed them? Notice, so according to Rashi, there are apparently two dargas, two levels. There's a level of v'nishkach, and that's the bria itself. And then you have a second level, which is v'lo yivada sava ba'aretz, corresponding to what Paro describes when he says no da kivoa kirben. This is according to Rashi. Now the Ramban disagrees, so we'll try to come back and explain Rashi in just a moment. Let's first say the Ramban, and then we'll come back and maybe give something of a thought to the Yashiv Shitas Rashi. But the words of Rashi are simply what I'm telling you, that there's one level which is the nishkach, and that's the blia itself, the swallowing up. And then we have the second level of the velo noda kivola kirbena. It's not even, you don't even recognize that they had entered in, and that's velo yivada sava ba'aretz that Paro is describing. I'm sorry, velo noda kivola kirbena. That's the Yosef says velo yivada sava ba'aretz. Those are two that line themselves up, and then the other level is the nishkach and the bria itself. If you look in the Ramban, according to Rashi, you realize there is nothing in the dream that's pointing to Yosef's solution. In other words, when Yosef says, after interpreting the dream, now that you know what's going to happen, let me tell you what you should do. And Yosef says, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Va'ata, Yera Faro Ishnavan Bechacha, Paro should see to it that she get somebody wise and of understanding, V'shiselet Mitzvayim, and as a result, they should gather all the food from the good years, and they should store it, and it shall stay and remain for the years of famine that follow. So according to Rashi, there's nothing in the dream that's indicating this particular course of action. It's simply Yosef saying, no, Hashem wants to tell you something, so here's what you should do based on the information that's at hand. Now, let's contrast that approach to the Ramban. The Ramban in Pasuk Dalet says as follows. Vatochalna haporos aldaiti, he says aldaiti because this is where he's going to disagree with Rashi. Aldaiti hus simin sheyochu shnei harav eshnos hasava. That means that the years of famine are going to deplete the years of plenty. Meaning to say that the food from the years of plenty are going to remain and should remain in storage and then be devoured and eaten and depleted over the time of the years of famine that follow. Continues the Ramban, Umizeh Lamad Yosef Lemor. This is where Yosef got the idea to tell Paro, the Yikbitzu es Kalocha Shematobo. So you got to hire somebody. Hire somebody is a very mela, you know, that could be because he figured might as well he'll pick him maybe. But the idea that there has to be something, some system that's going to keep the food intact, obviously someone's going to have to be in charge of that. So that's the Yera Faro Ishtam Mechacha. But the idea that there should be gathering of the food, V'haya Ochel Fikadun La'aretz, L'sheva Shnei Arav, the Pasuk later that says that the food will be remaining in storage. So that's exactly what Yosef was seeing in the dream itself. As Rabban continues, Ki ra'a sha'paros v'ashibolim hatovos, whether it's the paros or the stalks that were good, tavona el kerev haros. So notice what's going on here. The second level, the idea that the bad cows ate the good cows, that represents the idea that the food that was here in the years of plenty will remain for people to eat and enjoy and survive during the years of famine. And that's the point of Yosef saying that it will be pikadon la'aretz. The enana eitza, it's not like, oh, I have a good idea for you, here's good advice, this is what should happen. Kila ha'yoetz la'melach nisanuhu, are we making him to an advisor? He was called for one thing, and that is to interpret a dream. That was all he was asked to do. What are you telling me advice? I didn't ask for that. Unsolicited advice. So, according to Ramban, it wasn't unsolicited. It was part of the interpretation. According to the Ramban, what do you make of the Nishkach and the Lo Yivada? So that, the Ramban says, both the Nishkach and Lo Yivada correspond to the comment of Paro of Lo Noda Kibala Kirbena. In other words, according to Ramban, the Bria is the idea that you're going to store the food. And as far as Yosef saying, the Nishkach, the Lo Yivada, it will be forgotten and it won't be known. Pisro Lo Noda Kibala Kirbena. That is what Paro is saying, that you wouldn't know that they came in and they entered into the midst of the skinny of the skinny cows, Mare and Ra. Just that they survived. And if he had not eaten the years of the fat cows, so they would have just died out of their how thin they were, they were emaciated. So according to the Ramban, we have a different way of understanding what's going on. V'nishkach ko'asava v'lo yivada asava aretz. Both of those correspond to Paro's comment of l'onodu kevel kerbena. As far as the actual swallowing up, that is the etzah that Yosef gave to store the food. And this is, of course, not like Rashi, says the Rabban, the Loki Divi Rashi, Sha'amar, the Nishkach Kalasava, who pissed on. So we have clear two different approaches to understand this story and the interpretation of Yosef. Minyan of the Yoma, let me see if we can say something with Das Rashi. According to Rashi, the etzah was, I guess, an etzah. Yosef said, yeah, Hashem is knocking on your door and telling you something, so Yosef felt that doesn't exceed my mandate. The Rabban asked, Haliyot, Zumach Nisanu? Rashi was saying, no, if Hashem is showing you something, there's a reason why he's doing it, so it's understood. If you wish, you can also add what Ksava Kabbalah says, that Vayikat Paro is part of the idea of the dream itself, that Hashem is telling you, wake up, do something. So it's like, it's interpretation of the Vayikats. Vayikats, Yachalom Shenus, he woke up in between. All that was part of what the dream has to encompass. This idea of Vayikats, in between one dream and the other, was a Vayikats. Vayikats means to be some way, to take it to heart and to do something. That's what Ksava Kabbalah suggests. Suppose you could say that also for Rashi. So it's not a kasha why he's giving the advice. But as far as what would it mean, according to Rashi, that you have two levels. You have the Nishkach, and that's the Bria itself, is the Nishkach. And then the other level is Velo Noda Kibor Kibena, which is what Yosef says afterwards, Voivada Savabaharat. So let's understand. Who carefully at the Lashon HaPasuk, maybe we can medaik something from the language of the Pasuk and then apply this to Hanukkah perhaps as well. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf, Lamed rather, Pasuk Lamed, after describing the 7 years of plenty, the kamu sheva shnei rav acharehen v'nishkach ko asava. This is the pasuk describing level number one, that the sava will be forgotten. That, according to Rashi, corresponds to the actual swallowing of the bria. The next pasuk, v'oivad asav la'aret neharavahu acharechen, that's the level of the lonoda kivoa kirben. What could be the difference? Seemingly, if it's forgotten, it's forgotten. What's the difference between it's forgotten? Swallowing up means it's forgotten. It's gone. It's disappeared. It's swallowed up. And then, no, you wouldn't know that it ever came in. That's voivada sava. Look at the difference in the subtle language of the pasuk. The first pasuk says, v'kamu sheva shnei rav acharehen. You have the years of plenty, and then following that will be sheva rav acharehen. Acharehen means after them, meaning there's a hisyachsus, there's a relationship that is indicated by the word acharehen. That means there are 7 years of plenty, and then after those years, acharehen, after those years come 7 years of famine. See, acharehen, by definition, means that you can see the two as related to each other. I can speak of this in terms of the other one. After this came this. After A came B. You look at the next pasuk, which is v'lo yivada sava. The sava, the plenty, will not be known. Mipnei harav ahu acharechein. Notice, it doesn't say harav ahu acharav, you might say, right? Because after the sava, there's no hisyachs. Sava means after that. In other words, it's the abstract. It's the afterwards, not after that. That may be the key according to Rashi. See, if you go back to the other Rashi, beginning of the parasha, when Rashi says vatochalna, when it's talking about the forgetting of the first level, Rashi says simen shetei kol simchas hasava nishkach. It's very meduik in Rashi. What is it that's forgotten? Is it forgotten that there ever were years that were good? In other words, based on the first level, it's pshat is that you would know that there were better times. You just don't really feel relate anymore to it. You don't feel the joy of it. All the associations and the good feeling and the simcha, that no longer is there. But if you ask a person, Nebuch, in a state of suffering, in years of famine, you know, was this always the way it was? No, I think that we had better times. It's just, right now, you can't relate to it. A person is overwhelmed by the present, so they don't feel the joy of what was before. But there's an awareness. Cognitively, you know that there was a time that things were better. That's the Vinishkach, that's the Bliya. Yosef says there's another level, and that's what Paro was describing, Velo Noda Kivoa Kirbena, which means that mamish, you don't even realize it's so overwhelming, the state of the Rav, that you don't even realize that there was anything before. You think this is the way my life always was. This is the way it's always been. It's like amnesia. It's like that the other part is there. That's why the pasuk says acharechen. The first level is v'nishka, the conversation of acharechen means that there's a relationship. Simcha is not felt. So the details are murky. The details are blurry. But that there was such a thing, you still have that awareness. The next level is acharechen, that this is the way it's always been. We say in Al Anisim that the campaign of the Ivanim was Lashkicham Torasecha, Lavir Mechukei Ritzonecha. Everybody tries to understand what are the two ideas. Lashkicham Torasecha, to forget, according to forget Torah, and to remove them, Mechukei Ritzonecha. Maybe Al Derech Hadrush, we can also say that there's two levels here as well. What they wanted, number one, was that we should forget Torah. Okay, so we shouldn't have the knowledge of Torah. We shouldn't be shaykh to Torah. We shouldn't have the fluency in Torah. But you might say that there's still an awareness of Torah. Torah is great. Torah represents something great. I just don't have the information at my fingertips, and it's not exactly energizing me. But there's some awareness on some level that there's Torah. There's another way of life. It's not all about Hellenism. There is something to it. It's not something that's on the forefront of my mind. That's Lashkicham Torasecha. But then Lavir Mechukim Torasecha is to totally remove, to totally create a break, so that the assimilation is such that this is all there is. That you don't even realize that there was another way of life. This is completely overtaking you, the entire vision, the entire worldview, the Weltanschauung of Hellenism, of Greek culture, all of that. The Torah is not just that it's forgotten, it's completely eliminated. Lavir, totally eliminated. Connected this idea of the Kamu Sheva Shnei Rav V'Leivada Nei Rav Acharechein, as if there was never anything else. This is all there is. It's totally, totally gone. Of course, they weren't successful, and that's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us Oshitzachach Oshishachem Pizarro. As the Sfarim also say, even to the extent that even a Jew strays and doesn't know Torah, there's always the Pintel Yid. Even if you say within Kal Yisrael there are those who haka forgot Torah and they weren't connected, but that total break, that can never happen. That can never happen. There's the Magin Avram, the idea that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shomer, just like the Pach Shemen, was the little bit of oil that burned for 8 days. There's the idea of the Nekuda Pnimis of a Jew that always remains connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected to Torah, as far as they might be. There's still that connection inside, Ritzonin Lassus Ritzonecha. And of course, over here as well, at the end of the day, since Yosef gave the advice to Paro, so this is all what should have been. The mice, the fact that you were able to store the food, obviously, and continue to live, obviously meant that it didn't actually get carried out the way it would have been according to what would have been decreed in the dream. This is why we celebrate Hanukkah, because we understand that there can be a total break, there can be a v'nishkach, there can be a b'lo yivada. And even in terms of Torah itself, we know Torah Shabbat Peh flourished in Bayis Sheni. This became really from the Neis Chanukah, which is Torah Shabbat Peh. And in the Menorah's Torah Shabbat Peh, we have the incredible vision now of the Chachamim. Nevuah came to an end at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, Chag Yischai Malachi, and then you have the Torah Shabbat Peh. And as a result of the Neis of Chanukah, we have even more of the Kiyum of Torah. The Nus of Chanukah, the Yantav of Chanukah itself is the greatest indication of the Koch of Torah Shabbat Peh. Who was Koveya, the Yantav of Chanukah? It was the Chachamim. And I'll end with this. The Al Anisim in Chanukah is unique in that after we talk about the miracle and how we were victorious over the Greeks and we cleaned the Beis HaMikdash out, we end by saying the Kavu Shmonis Mi Chanukah Egu. So why do we have to mention in the Al Anisim that they established the days of Chanukah? You could just end with the fact that we were victorious and we cleaned out the Beis HaMikdash, we lit Neros, and that's it. When it comes to Al Anisim Apurim, we don't end by saying, and they were Kobeya the Yimei Apurim. We end, the Solos was one of that Haman was hanged, and that was it, and his children were hanged on the tree, on the gallows. And here, we end by saying, and they were established the Mechanic of why. So among the various answers, we can say as follows. Because the whole point of the Yuvanim was to eradicate Torah, Ashkicham Torah Secha. And now we want to say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was was with us, to what extent that we not only were we victorious on the battlefield, not only did we create the Beis HaMikdash and rededicate the Beis HaMikdash, but the very idea of forgetting Torah came in a Venapochu, to the extent that we were koveya more Torah, and we added a new yantif, and it was mikoch Torah Shebal Peh, that the Chazal were koveya, covers from the Mechanical. That is the ultimate victory over Yavan, whose agenda was Rashkichem Torah Secha, and look what we did, we were koveya Yemei Chanukah, Lodosar Shem Chazal. Okay, I feel Mechanical.
Thank you, Rabbi.